Oh, that song was never his name. That lead off gonna do what he said to. He knew what he said when he said it.
So even the better.
It's better control.
Better control.
That's right.
Uh-huh. I see.
But now if it's hot, the warm weather now, if it gets hot, you know, they're gonna go in the water now. They carry that wagon on in there then.
Oh, I see.
You sure will.
I see. Would you ever drive him to town?
Oh, yes, sir. I don't see them in town. Sure would.
Why would they be taken to town?
Say, why?
Yes.
Well, they drive them to town and carry anything you want, carry hay or anything. You got something to sell. They drive them to town. I don't see them do it.
I see.
And they hit that lead off when they get to town, you know. They just got a little rain to hit him, and that's all they wanted. Mm-hmm. You stay right there.
They bring them to town as well?
Yes, sir. They used to bring them.
I see.
Sure did.
I've never worked any place where they used oxen very much. That's why it's interesting to find out about them.
Yes. Well, the convicts had some right there from where I live. Once they're fixing a bridge, you know, and they had some oxen down there that day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I remember them well. Plenty of folks used to plow them every day.
If they cut down a big tree, would you explain what they do, what the oxen would do? If they cut down a big tree, would the oxen then be hitched up to the tree?
They would be hitched to the tree.
Yes. Or how would they use the oxen in the woods?
Well, when the city, when they bring them, they have their wagon, you know. Mm-hmm. When they get the tree cut out and cut up like the water, you know, they could. Some of them will take it and put a chain on it if it's too heavy to lift. And tie that chain on that log and let them pull it up on the wagon.
I see.
And when you get that in the belly, go ahead and get another one. They had two poles, you call a skid, I call them, lay up on the wagon. Mm-hmm. And that log right down at the end of it, you know. Then they get over here with the oxen on this side of the wagon, hit that chain on, tell them come on. Put it on up on it.
I see. I've never heard that described.
Well, they sure do. That if it's too heavy for them to lift up, you let the oxen load it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a mule can do it too.
Mm-hmm.
He can do it too.
Well, I'm glad to know that. I never knew about how you used oxen like
well,
that.
Well, they sure can do it. Uh-huh. And they're easy to control.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember when you first started to drive a car?
Yes, sir.
What could you tell me about that?
Well,
how roads changed, or what the car was, how you kept it up?
I believe it was 1921. Mm-hmm. First night drove, I believe, or somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm.
T-Model.
Oh, I see.
Because, you know,
mm-hmm.
Old T-Model Ford. And the roads was bad there. There wasn't no gravel roads back in there hardly then, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The mud, you know, had to go to town with and wagons. If you didn't have a T-mold, they could pull a lot of mud.
Mm-hmm.
But the biggest way they did, they went in the car, in the wagon. The town.
When you drove the car, did you have trouble with the tires? Did those roads break up the tires, or?
Well, it's pretty bad on them. You see, now, you take it, they're small tires, you know, them little, they wasn't, I don't know, they're so small, it wasn't no great large tire like they got now, nothing like it. And they had inner tube in all of them
mm-hmm.
at that time. And they wouldn't, I tell you, they went on so, if you could get a good tire, it'll last you on the Ford a year or so, you know, in a little T-Mod, they're light. And my uncle bought